Grace, peace, and mercy from God our Father and Christ Jesus our Lord and Savior. My message is going to be based on the Old Testament text, but it kind of flows into the gospel also. But it starts out, you know, if you look at the Old Testament text, you have to understand what's going on before that text. Before that text, worried about a plague of locusts in the first, I think it's the first 1 through 20, if I'm correct, talking about locusts. When you have time, go back and look at the language that is used. But there's a fact that there was many times when there was, make sure I get this right, I wanted to say billions, but I don't want to misquote, 10 billion individual locusts that would travel 3,000 miles devouring everything. So imagine Judah seeing these locusts that they've seen before coming, and they're going to eat everything in sight. Everything's going to be stripped. Just like when they were in captivity. The same thing. They've seen this before. So they plead. They plead with God. Joel is using those first parts. Actually, it's in chapter 1 of the invasion of the locusts for Judah as a springboard to warn Judah about the coming punishment commanded by God. You know, there's times God uses, and he's used those things to punish his people, to get them to turn towards him, to return to him, to come back to him, to realize he is the only God, living God. They got a lot of gods, but they're not living. So Joel is warning the immediate danger that they will be gone. They will have no salvation if they don't come back to God. And this is what we look at now. I mean, yes, we don't go after other gods. Hopefully not. Hopefully no one has little golden calves in their houses. Somehow I severely doubt that. You know, but there's other things that we fall into the trap, you know, that come before God. But Joel is telling us, rend your hearts, not your garments. You guys know what rend means? Rend? You know what rend means?
Give up.
You say give up? Tear, 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 pierce. You know, it's like, okay, rent. You know, they were going to rend their clothes because they wanted to look really sorrowful. If you look pitiful enough, you know, they thought that was probably a good thing. But Joel's telling them, no, rend your hearts, not your garments. But he's not telling us to rip our hearts. Change your hearts. Come back to God. And we focus tonight on changed hearts. not as an outward sign, but true repentance, which comes from the heart. The outside doesn't show true repentance. Might show you're a good actor. But we've all fallen short of the glory of God and thus deserve eternal punishment, right? How many agree with that statement? Joel was calling Judah to return to God and repent. Repentance is something, I mean, you've heard me say it before, it should be daily. In Psalm 51, have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions, wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. We know David was sinful. When we rend our hearts and not our clothes, we are not practicing our righteousness in front of others. We're not showing off like the Pharisees that, hey, look at me, look at me, look at me, how good I am. But the love that flows from our faith, that our deeds come out of that. It really is not our deeds, it's the deeds of Christ, because he is at work in us. When we rend our hearts, we focus on what God has done for us in Christ, not what we do. If we focus on what we do, we're lost. We're lost. He might as well not even have died if we focus on our activity, because it's Christ, what Christ did for us. Not the other way around. The great love that God has for his creation, that he sent his son into the world to die for us, that if you believe, you will have eternal life. You know, I was reading something earlier today. I got a devotion in the mail, and now it's stuck to the pulpit. There's little sticky things up here to hold the cloth. But it's just a real simple devotion. During the 18th century and 19th centuries, when the British Royal Navy was at the height of its power, superior officers they spoke to their subordinates with great courtesies. They were nice. An admiral might send this message: my compliments to the captain. If he finds it convenient, would he please join me for dinner? However, the invitation carried the force of a command. No captain in his right mind would ignore the admiral's invitation. It might not work out real well if you ignore the admiral's invitation. It was always convenient to obey. Great regret would come upon the captain who refused the admiral's invitation. So it is also with the word of our Lord. We sometimes, pastor and theologians, will speak about God's invitation for us. Luther wrote, even in a small catechism, God tenderly invites us to believe. But you got to remember this. Our divine admiral, our divine Father in heaven, should never be ignored for his invitation. no matter how gentle or optional it might sound. Speaking through Joel, God invited his people to return to him. Like the invitation of the British Admiral, God's invitation carries a force of a command. Do not ignore God's invitation to repent of sin. This continually returning to Christ to be saved. The call to repentance must be obeyed. Great regret will come to those who refuse. I know that's a lot of law. The fact is, we're not going to be here forever. Unless you guys know something I don't know. But we're not going to be here forever. And I would much rather be with our Lord and Savior for eternity. Because gnashing teeth does not sound real good. Sounds kind of painful. And just as God's people have turned away from the Lord in their hearts, we return with conviction. Not on the outside, but from our heart. The sincerity. Rend your hearts and not your garments. The Lord wants inner sincerity, not just an outward show. What is the rationale for a true conversion? Do not rend your garments as the hypocrites do, but rend your hearts. That is, let your conversion be a genuine one and show this by the fruits worthy of repentance. Remember when I've talked about good works are going to happen just because of who we are? God will work in us through our repentance. He will draw us closer to him through that repentance. Because when we repent and he says, you are forgiven. I don't know how to say it any more clear. It's done. It's done. You don't have to do anymore. You don't have to. I had a conversation the other day with somebody. You don't have to, like, go help 12 people. Like, I need to help 12. I promised God I'd do 12. You don't have to do that. Now, maybe you want to, but you don't have to. Maybe you want to help 15. Maybe that's what God's got in mind. God wants us freely. And I'm kind of speaking to y'all at home and for wherever you are. Whatever you've done, God will forgive you as far as the east is from the west, just for coming to him and repenting. It's that simple. He is gracious and merciful. It is his nature to forgive. He forgives because of who he is. There's not an exchange for our repentance. It's not, let's make a deal. He forgives because of who he is. You know, you look at the Joel text. The locust hordes that God threatens to unleash on Judah will be as devastating as a human army. Scorched earth is what Joel is describing. You know, that's got relevance today. Do you ever think we'd be locked down for however many months it was? Do you ever think we'd be worried about something we couldn't see? I mean, we used to always be worried about break-ins or something, or, you know, when I was in Michigan, people getting shot. But today, with natural disasters, wars looming over, pandemics looming over, we do well to put our trust in the only one that can help us, which is Jesus Christ, the Redeemer, Creator of all. Through God's Son, His death and resurrection, God promises us to raise us from the dead and to give us eternal life in a new heaven and a new earth. Not a bad deal. Pray with me once. Heavenly Father, help us to see the day of judgment as the revelation of our final deliverance and our last day here as the portal that leads to joy and splendor through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.